going public in China.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. We've seen a boom in initial public offerings on Wall Street so far this year, but nothing like what's going on in China. China's stock market is expected to bring in $52 billion worth of IPOs this year. That'll put it on track to outdo every other country in the world. But Chinese investors don't seem to like it. Today, the Shanghai index dropped more than 5%. Investors are worried all the new share listings might drive prices lower. China Mobile, Lenovo, and the oil company CNOOC are all expected to IPO in Shanghai in the coming months. As for the rest of Asia, stocks gained about 0.5% today. European shares are down a bit in the early going. Wall Street gets back to work this morning after gains early in the week. The Dow begins at 13,577. The European Union has a drinking problem. There's too much wine on the market, and the EU wants to do something about it. Jill Barchet reports.
European vineyards grow too many grapes. European taxpayers pour more than $1.7 billion a year into their wine industry. But the EU says almost half of that is spent on getting rid of excess grapes. Instead, the EU would prefer to pay inefficient farmers to destroy their vines. The EU also wants to launch a marketing campaign. French and Italian wines have been losing ground to Australia and the Americas. Karen Ross is president of the California Association of Wine Grape Growers. She says the proposal won't change much.
While they are a highly subsidized business in wine in the EU, they're not talking about reducing the billions of dollars that are being spent. They're just talking about shifting that investment.
She says it won't put a cork in the worldwide wine glut either. European farmers would be allowed to plant as many grapes as they want after 2013. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
Back to China, where we have a new take on the term drink and dial. The mobile phone company China Unicom is offering a 12-pack of beer if you sign up for service. Not to be outdone, its rival China Mobile has decided to give away a case of beer. The free beer is in lieu of a price war, so the companies can bypass government controls on tariffs. India is a fine place to look for a job right now. A report out this week says the country's tech and service sectors are growing at a rate of 30% a year. Of course, a big chunk of that investment is coming from U.S. companies. Stacey Vanek Smith has more.
Technology now makes up more than 5% of India's GDP. A report from the National Association of Software and Services Companies says tech has generated employment for more than 7.5 million Indians. The effects have been more mixed stateside. Since 2000, it's estimated nearly a million U.S. jobs have been lost to outsourcing.
What I think would be a mistake is if we begin sort of resenting foreigners and blaming them.
Trade expert Ed Gresser is with the Progressive Policy Institute. He says India's growth has been a boon for a lot of U.S. industries as newly wealthy Indians flex their spending muscles. Gresser says outsourcing is just a part of our economy's evolution.
India is good at what it does. We have to accept that and internalize it and figure out how do we do better. And if their success can be kind of a prod to us to improve our own performance, then it'll be a win-win.
Mastering the situation is essential. By 2010, it's estimated that 60% of U.S. companies will outsource some of their services. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
More than 4,000 immigrants became U.S. citizens on July 4th. Many are applying for citizenship before the application fee goes up at the end of this month. Right now, it costs $400 to do the paperwork. July 30th, that goes up to $675. Of course, you can't get citizenship until you go through a background check. The wait for that is up to 2 years right now.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
You know all about social networking websites like MySpace, but a new company called C-Cube offers something different. Instead of letting you chat with strangers online, C-Cube lets you call them. Our Cash Peters tried it out.
Welcome to C-Cube.com. Com.
We're building a community where you can find and connect with the right person anywhere, anytime on the phone.
Wow. I don't understand. That's Mahesh Lalwani of
CCube.com.
Exactly. CCUBE.com. The worldwide social networking system that isn't quite worldwide yet. That could be the slogan. So how does it work? I outsourced this question to Karun Thapar, Mahesh's colleague.
Let's say you're driving down Friday night from your work, and you said, well, tomorrow morning I want to go golfing. But none of your friends are golfing, but there's a world out there of people who might be interested in golfing, so you can use SuCube and find a golfing partner for yourself.
Yeah, I see. It works for anything. If you need a plumber or a date for tonight, or you just want someone to explain SuCube to you again. They find that someone and connect you, but without giving your number out. It's like telemarketing in reverse.
Welcome to SuCube.com. Main menu.
They can just use their phone and call other people who share the same interests with them.
It's such a cold process to communicate with somebody for the first time via an email message. So much warmer, so much more intimate to be able to speak with somebody immediately, which is what SuCube does.
That's Rich Goss. He runs internet dating websites, and he thinks this is revolutionary. It's like you're a candle, and a bunch of moths are out there waiting to flutter around your flame. But only moths that have registered and paid $7 for 250 minutes of talk time. So, will it catch on?
Say yes or no.
I don't know. It's up and running in the US right now, but if SuCube's going to work globally, doesn't every moth in the world have to subscribe to it first?
The big challenge will be to go into a different language, like French or Spanish or...
I don't want French people calling me. I want a block on French people.
Be careful. My last name, Goss, is actually a French name, Goss.
That's why we will never speak again.
We will never speak again.
And we never have. Mind you, I don't have SuCube, do I? In San Francisco, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
I didn't understand you.
Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.